The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
I sat with one of my sellers to discuss going on the market this weekend. We talked about the timing and the importance of getting on the market, though. How long ago? 8, 9, 10 months ago. Yes, this is the right time to put your house on the market in July, in late July, if you want to sell it this year. Why? Because the inventory is still tight. The demand is still very good. The market is not what it was in the spring in terms of numbers of buyers, but actually the inventory has remained fairly tight even now. So we're selling houses quickly. We're putting houses on the market and getting offers within a week. I put a house on the market. It's now been maybe 12 days ago. It was on Thursday a week ago, and we generated tons of interest. Over 30 groups came through the house just in 2 days. Why? Because we priced it right to the market, and the seller in that situation and I had met, well, 2 years ago at the first face-to-face. Why? Because he said, hey, I'm not quite ready yet, but I'm getting there, and I need you to tell me what I can do to get ready to sell and make money in the process. And that's what I'm suggesting to you today. This gentleman whose house went on the market just 10, 12 days ago spent 2 years getting ready, and he had tons and tons and tons of activity. Altogether, in a 6-7 day window, we had over 40 groups come through. Dramatic demand, considering the time of year, because he had properly prepared the property to go on the market to capture that kind of demand. And he priced it right to the market as well. So you may not be ready. You might say, oh my gosh, Eric, I don't even want you to come through my house. Can I get a show of hands? Oh, there's quite a few of you. You know, it's that feeling of embarrassment when you've got too much stuff and you've been great at accumulating and not so good at disseminating, which means to spread things out and get rid of them. Hey, it's okay. There is no judgment. This is not a moral issue for most of us. We just have more stuff, and it's hard to stay on top of getting rid of it. We know what we need, so we go get it. But I don't know about you, but I wasn't taught how to give away stuff, right? My mom, she was a great box collector. You know, my dad had all of his surgery files in the basement, all of the x-rays and whatnot from his practice for many years. And it wasn't until they finally moved after 40 plus years that my mom's box collection got given away. You know, the what ifs. What if I need a box for a Christmas present, Eric? I can't give that box away. She had boxes of all sizes, and I mean, there was probably 10 cubic feet of boxes, and there were nice ones. You know, the Lord & Taylor ones with the rose on the front from long ago, or the Nordstrom boxes, or the really heavy-duty mailing-type boxes that you know, you buy at the post office for $4 or $5. My mom had her box collection. She had all of her files from the Junior League of Washington when she was the treasurer back in the mid-70s. You know, she had a lot of stuff, and she didn't know how to get rid of stuff. She wasn't all that good. Sometimes she would give things to the lady, would come and keep our house sometimes, or donate at the local garage sale for the church or whatnot, that kind of thing. But okay, so the process, you get the idea. The process is sometimes one that takes some educating, digesting of information, figuring it out, and then owning it. I remember years ago, I memorized the book of Ruth from the Old Testament, from the Torah. I did it because I was a theater major in college, and when I started memorizing, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. I can remember I walked to memorize. That's just how I memorize. I have to be moving. And I don't know what a famine is like. I've never been in a famine. So how do I identify what a famine is? I had to say those words many times. I had to ruminate over those words. I had to think about it. I even went hungry to get a feeling of what it might feel like. Although, of course, a famine is deadly and horrible, and there are famines in this world today. Well, at a time when Ruth was written, there was a famine in the land. And there was a family that left Israel and went to Moab and lived there. And that was Naomi and her husband Elimelech and their two kids, Mahlon and Chilion. And they married Ruth and Orpah. And then Naomi's husband and her two sons died. And then that's really where the story starts. I had to ruminate. I had to think about these words, and I had to practice these words over and over and think and own them. And you have to do the same thing when it comes to making a move and letting go of things. You have to decide, I'm going to, here's what I want. I want to live my life free of the encumbrances that are clogging my life, including all of these implied commitments, all of these magazines that I don't read, that I stack up in a pile until they've overwhelmed a basket that I purchased just to hold them. And then I give those magazines away, or I'm so fed up with them, finally, you know, I put them in the recycling bin. And what have I just done? I paid hundreds of dollars for magazines. I felt guilty for not actually using them, and then I gave them away, which made me feel even worse. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why don't we free ourselves up? Let's live our lives free of the encumbrances, the things that trip us up, financial decisions that we make. Let's let our houses go when the time comes. You feel like you're not ready yet sometimes. You feel like I'm just not ready to move. Well, it starts inch by inch is a cinch. Yard by yard is hard. Okay, you're in that position. You got a lot of stuff. You think, I don't want to have Stuart come through or any of his group come through until I give more of my stuff away. Please stop. Don't think of us as buyers for your house. Think of us as the nurse who comes in to, you know, say, let's look in the ears. Let's make sure the eyes are working. Let's help you figure out what to do. I mean, goodness gracious, this is what we do. We are professional realtors. That's what my team is. We are professionals. We're not these discount brokers who are trained what to do and don't understand the business the way that my team does. We have practiced and practiced and practiced. Only the best real estate agents get in my group, folks. You want to find somebody who will lead you through the process and tell you where we're going, guide you through that process, help you as you need the help. Somewhat psychologist sometimes when you need it. Sometimes just an instigator to keep the ball rolling. Sometimes the coach in what will make you money, where you can put a dollar and get $2 back. All with a vision of ultimately helping you make your move. I sold a home in McLean recently, and the seller attended a seminar that I had a year and a half ago. I first met with him 12 months ago even. It was almost a year now. And we formalized our relationship in the early fall. It was in September of a year ago. The property went on the market in February. So in that period of time, we took our photos, we prepared ourselves, we had the whole process prepared and ready. So all we had to do was flip the switch, and everything was done and done well. You may be in that point where it's time for you to make a move, but you're not quite ready yet and you want the help to guide you through. I invite you to call us toll free 800-900-9104 and feel free to talk to one of the ladies who will answer the phone, and they'll help you set up an appointment or give us your information so we can reach back to you. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for great ideas, sign up for our blog, and so much more. I'm going to take a quick break. Stuart Rosenthal from The Beacon right after this.